All right. Well, let's get started then. Welcome everybody to the Land Acquisition Subcommittee. So to start us off, I think it is a good idea to have all of us introduce ourselves. So maybe I'll start with me. We'll go around the table this way, then go over the Zoom call. That works. So my name is Greg MacArthur. I work for the Trust Lands Administration, or CITLA. And yeah, so that's myself.
Cameron Grogan, a Washington County Habitat Conservation Plan.
Morgan Drake with Washington County Water Conservancy District, and I attend these on behalf of Zach Renstrom, who's the general manager.
Hi all, I'm Jason West with the St. George Bureau of Land Management Field Office. Normally my release specialist would attend to these, but we've had a vacancy for a long time, and sometimes we've had state representation or district representation. I'm here, but we just got a new release specialist who should be to the next meeting. Her name's Erica Lopez, so look for her and other BLM folks to pop in and out periodically.
Congrats.
No, they do. It's been good.
Should we go to them, or do you want me to? This might help.
No, you guys.
I'm Randy Sanders. I work for the HCP department, and I help facilitate these meetings.
Then let's start with Jessica.
Perfect. Hi, I'm Jessica Kinross. I'm with the Utah Division of Wildlife.
And on our end here, next we have Kelly.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm new to the group. My name's Kelly Hart. I'm the Land Strategies Director for the Utah chapter of the Nature Conservancy. So I'm replacing Elaine York, who recently retired. And I've had the great pleasure of working with Elaine for the last 4.5 years. And thank you for letting me into the group.
Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Welcome.
How about Danielle?
Hey everyone, Danielle Costantini with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm here on behalf of George Weekly, our project leader.
Welcome. Then we got Jolene.
Hi, Jolene Rose with the Utah Division of Wildlife, and was asked to participate so I can give you some updates.
Perfect. Welcome. And last but not least, we have Devin.
Hi, Devin Snow with the County Attorney's Office. Nice to be with you.
Welcome everybody. So I think we'll just go through our consent agenda next. So the first one, and we'll just do each item individually on this. So everybody okay with the agenda? Anybody see anything that's missing that they'd like to add on our agenda today? Okay, we're good there. And then we need to review and approve the meeting minutes from the February 25th, 2026 meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those? And if so, I would need a motion to approve them and a second if you've had a chance.
I make a motion and we'll approve it.
Right, got our motion. Anyone want a second?
I'll second.
Second, okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Approved, thank you. Okay, and then the next one is our next meeting, October 28th or December 23rd. So do we want to meet in 2 months or 4 months? Anybody, everybody, you in
I
my
think
thoughts?
we can play it by ear and just kind of see what's going on. And if you can keep both of those booked, and if we don't need the October 28th meeting, we'll just cancel it. Would that be okay?
I think that sounds good with me.
I think worthy to note is December 23rd is really close to the Christmas break,
Yeah,
so maybe keep
I'll
that
try to
in
cancel no matter what.
mind. Yeah,
You
so
just
keep
move
that
them
in
to
mind.
cancel. Okay. Would anybody like to declare a conflict of interest with this group or anything that we're talking about? All right. Let's go on to our general business. So general business item A, review the current reserve in holdings. So I think we have the maps. Did we have a map?
Yeah, Randy, if you could pull that up on the screen for everyone on Zoom. And this is going to be especially helpful for you, Kelly, as you're new to the committee. This will kind of show you the goals that we're working towards, what are the key acquisition pieces that are still out there. The ones that have been the highest priority and remain the highest priority are those that are privately held. And that includes 7 acres by Jim Doyle. Guess I'll wait for it to come up on the map
Sorry,
again. No, it's fine.
technical issues.
Okay, so some of the most important ones that we're working towards right now are the 70 acres from Mr. James Doyle, 40 acres in the Sullivan parcel down there, kind of in the southeast. And then the Water Conservancy has 85 acres. And then in Zone 6 out to the southwest, we have the Bloxham parcel of 40 acres. They remain unwilling sellers right now, but we still kind of keep engaged with them in case they do change their mind. And then the largest remaining in holder is, of course, public trust lands. So they own almost 10,000 acres with all of the reserve zones combined. So those are the goals we're working towards, and we're getting very close at getting some of these little pieces knocked off. Civil is going to take a little bit longer, but that's where we're at right now. And I just kind of wanted to bring that to everybody's attention as a way of update, but also just so that Kelly's aware what pieces we're talking about and where geographically they're located in the county. So any questions or comments on this?
I got a question on the Sullivan piece.
Yep.
Do the Sullivans still own it, or did they sell it when they sold the parcel on the other side of the freeway? Do you know?
I think they still own it.
So they kept it.
That's my understanding, is that they've retained that piece over there. But when they sold it, the buyer probably was like, what am I going to do with this? Like, I don't want that piece over there.
Yeah.
That's my guess, but I don't know.
Okay. Just curious. All right. Thanks, Cameron. So, we want to talk about completion of Section 6 land exchange.
Yeah, I can probably give an update on that. If you pull up that map again, Randy, I can show you what was recently done. We had talked about this previously, but in Zone 6, there was formerly 450 acres held by the county, just kind of right southwest of that Bloxham parcel. Everything in green there is now owned and managed by Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. That exchange was completed a few months ago with UDOT in the state of Utah and the county, kind of a three-way exchange and donation. We provided that as way of donation, and the state got rid of 46 to 47 acres that were within the path of the Northern Corridor right of way. So that was done just a couple of months ago, and so I just want to make sure everyone was aware why the colors changed on the map there for that parcel.
So it is complete.
Yep, that one is done now.
Okay.
That's all I got for that item.
Okay. Let's talk about the status of the LWCF applications and acquisitions efforts. Who wants to?
Probably Jason or Brandon. Did Brandon join us?
I didn't see him come on.
Not
Okay.
yet.
All right, so we are using LWCF funds to try and acquire Mr. Doyle's remaining 70 acres, 69 and some change, I think we just rounded out, but the appraisal's been completed and we are a little short, and we've sent a letter to Mr. Doyle and his attorneys with our offer and given him until September 3rd to accept that offer. It's a full price offer based on the appraisal. And if he accepts the offer, we'll go after the remaining funds from emergency funding and the BLM LWCF funds. So there's some additional funding that we potentially would have access to once we get a response from Mr. Doyle. We had asked for a 1 week turnaround and they countered and asked for September 3rd, which we then, through our state officer, said that would be acceptable. So if September 3rd rolls around, we'll expect a go or no-go decision from Mr. Doyle on to proceed. And if he proceeds, we'll apply for those extra funds and move to acquire the land and start working on our closing process. If the appraisal amount is declined, then we will at that point reassess what we're doing and whether or not we'll move forward to acquire the Doyle acres or focus on other land tenure items.
If he accepts the offer on September 3rd, is there anything you need from the county to help facilitate the additional funds? Do you want some letters or something to make sure that that is?
I think it's a great question and we appreciate the support. I think we're still good right now with the existing letters that have already been
Okay.
submitted. It's just a follow-up request for the additional funds and then making sure that our state officer is still on board There's been some movement with BLM hiring, and so we're anticipating potentially having a new state director in place over the course of the next few months, instead of we've had a steady stream of acting directors, and so we will see what happens. But I think they accept it. We have a high degree of confidence that we will get those funds. However, it is an election year. Stranger things have happened once elections go on, so we'll be watching that closely to see if the support is still there. But I think we're good with what we have currently. If not, we'll reach out short notice and let you know. And I'm sure that we can just use the existing templates, updated dates.
Yeah, we can refresh the letters, make some phone calls, and help make sure it's a priority.
I'm curious what to price for it.
It's more than a dollar.
Yeah.
And less than the whole economy.
Do you think there's a good chance they'll accept? I'd assume they would. I don't
I
know.
can't go into detail.
Oh, okay, you can't talk
Yeah,
about
there's no, I can only say that there's not a negotiation underway. There can't be a negotiation. We are only allowed to pay what the appraisal says, and that the BLM has accepted the appraisal and its value.
that. I see. Okay. Great. Anything else you want to cover on that topic? Those funds?
No.
Applications or acquisitions?
We'll be in touch September 3rd, though. Hopeful that he'll say yes.
Yeah, I hope it goes. All right, the next item on this list is let's talk about the Section 6 grant update for fiscal year 25.
So I guess I can provide that, unless Jessica, were you prepared to speak to this?
Jolene on to be able to speak for that if you'd like.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so you guys were awarded the $6,500,000 of the grant for the HCP, and that grant funds will run through January of 2029. So we can accomplish the acquisition that you were looking for and get that in place.
And I'll just remind everybody, the target acquisition parcel here is the Sullivan parcel. So we've got the funds to potentially, it depends what the appraisal price comes out as, but we're hopeful that it'll be close or complete all 40 acres. So if yours goes through and this goes through, we've checked off two of the last remaining holders. So very good news.
That's a big deal.
That's
Yeah,
huge.
really
Really?
say
I haven't
this
thought about
out.
this yet.
But
Yes.
You actually got the full amount that was being offered for this package, so
Yeah, we
that
didn't
was.
expect that, but it all came through. We asked for more money than we thought they would grant us, and I'm glad that we did because they granted it all. So,
Congratulations.
yeah.
Yeah, my understanding from the Fish and Wildlife Service side was there were very few applications this funding cycle, so that was beneficial to us.
I noticed that they have already reopened it for new applications. Is that something we should be doing as well or does the state not want to have two open grants at the same time? How do you guys feel about that if we pursue another grant?
I don't know that we couldn't do it, other than because right now, well, I guess let me step back. Because if you remember when we applied for this, we applied 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, so I guess we could go ahead and apply again because I would assume, and Danielle could help me know what that closing date is. Well, because you'd be writing it anyway. Could I
Yeah.
help you put it through? Because I would assume it would be kind of on the same cycle. Takes about 2 years, and then with the funding, so we could be in the end stages of this one as the other one is funded and comes through. I guess
Yeah.
we could potentially do that.
I guess I'd have a question for you potentially.
Yes.
How do you want to be bought out? Like, are you open to the grants? Do you want to wait for an exchange?
I think exchange is a strategy that I can discuss with Zach.
But if you don't want to be a part of that grant, then all we're left really left is with the Bloxhams. And I couldn't get a willing seller from them last time. And so it might be like, well, then we're down to Sitla. Does Sitla want to, or they're going to be looking at a bigger exchange as their main strategy? But
We're looking at exchanges, but we'll know within the next, year or so if that exchange is going to work or not. But
IPLM completely supports you two exchanging land. We think that's a great idea.
hey, great. We like that. We like the support.
Plus out of it, we sure want to.
That's great. So, I mean, there could be potential if like exchanges with us didn't work, that we have some
Okay.
plan that we'd be interested in filling portions.
But if you guys could just kind of get back, talk to your staff, and let us know if you'd be interested in being potential recipients of that grant. Because if you're not, like maybe we don't
Yeah,
try to
maybe
get
not
it go
too.
again. But if you are, then let's go for it. So.
Okay.
And Cameron, just keep me posted if that's what you want to do. And you we'll have to pull the grant award information and see what the time frame and all that is. Last
Yeah.
year, last time it was in, if I recall, it was due like mid-January.
That sounds about right for this cycle too, if I remember right. Something like that.
Well, because remember the year before it kind of shifted, they had some different things and we missed the one, so we ended up into this one, something like that.
It's at the end of the year or the beginning of next year, so we've got plenty of time.
I would like to flag, actually, I think the NOFO closes October 30th this
Oh,
time.
October 30th. Oh, thank
Yeah.
you, Daniel.
It's a lot
Yeah.
sooner. We're way off on our funding cycles. The headquarters grants process is quite a mess at the moment. Yeah, the one we submitted, I think it was actually from 2 years ago, and that was held up for 2 years. We'd known for a while it was coming. I don't know if this one will be as delayed on like a 2 year cycle instead of a 1 year cycle. But the NOFO does close October 30th this time, so it's much sooner than previous years.
That's still enough time because we just kind of update the old application with the new parcel information and newer data. So we could still make that deadline, no problem. Just let me know you guys whenever you get word back from your
Last
groups.
PS in exchange for that was months ago. You
So,
all asked, yeah.
okay. And
Yeah.
it's going to be a small chunk, like the Sullivan's is about the maximum that we're probably going to be able to get. So you're looking at about 40 acres.
Okay.
And Cameron, if you could route that to us before that deadline so our region can review before submission, we can chat what that deadline might look like. But to make these as competitive as possible, our region offers review, and I think that's helpful to the process.
Yeah, we've done that in the past and would certainly do it again. Thank you.
All right, anything else on the Section 6 grant updates? If not, then we can go to other updates or exchanges or acquisitions. Anything else anybody else wants to talk about? Anything we should have put us all together today? All right. Anybody have any ideas for future agenda items you want to make sure that we cover next time we're together? All right, well, it was quick and easy.
Yeah,
Good chance to get together and share information.
I guess we do want to maybe go back to the with Kelly. I don't know if how much Elaine informed you, but since we were granted that 6.5 million, Nature Conservancy had previously committed 100,000 towards that. How do you want to be informed or involved in completing that grant?
We did set this funds aside in our most in our current budget, so we're prepared to relinquish them. Actually, we're glad to relinquish them because they've been rolling over for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Our finance director has been like, "Come on, let's get these off the books." So, yeah, we're ready. I think probably I don't know how we did it the last time. Did you just invoice us, maybe? Or write a letter, a re request letter, and then let
That's a
us know
question
where
for
to route the
Jolene,
funds.
perhaps. I don't know if Jolene knows, but at this point, since the award technically goes to the state, they're going to be doing almost all of the daily work with the grant with you guys directly. They might ask us for reimbursement for appraisals and things like that, but you'll be working more directly with the state.
Yeah, and if
Okay.
I remember looking at the notes on that, it looked like we invoiced you guys or wrote you a letter, and then you just sent the amount over. That's what it. I can pull that up and look because you guys did that last time as well.
Okay. Yep. However, we did it last time. If we could do that again, it usually just takes us about 2 weeks to process the request. So Jolene, would you be my point of contact on that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so me and you'll have to get contact information now that Elaine's gone.
Yeah.
I'll just drop my phone number and my email in the chat box. That way you can contact me.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks. Glad you guys could make that connection there.
Cameron, anything else?
I don't have anything else, no.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for getting together today. The good little meeting we had.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
Okay.
I'll
I
make
would.
a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Bye.
Bye. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, everybody. Good job, everybody. That was good. Jolene, did you leave it open so you can finish the chat?
It won't. I was just going to say, Kelly, it won't let me put anything in here. So,
Should probably connect you guys via email, I believe, because I can pull
yeah.
Kelly's from this. So I'll put you guys in an email.
Do that for me, Jess. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thanks.
Perfect. Bye.
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 So, do you guys know, Jolene?